The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, sometimes it happens. You get angry. Anger is a tough emotion to navigate. It can affect one's mood and behavior. Here are methods to help children deal with their anger.
On the cover, on a blue background, a boy with curly red hair rests his hand on his chin and frowns. A girl with curly black hair holds her fingers to her forehead and clenches her teeth. A brunette girl in a yellow jacket holds one hand in a raised fist with the other on her hip. In big red letters, sometimes it happens, you get angry.
Sometimes it happens, you are feeling left out.
In a playroom, a boy in a polka dot shirt folds his arms across his chest and frowns at a boy and girl who sit on the floor playing a board game, checkers.
Sometimes they laugh, and you begin to shout. Sometimes you feel things aren't going your way, and you feel that you really don't want to stay.
Hands in his pockets, the boy in the polka dot shirt walks out of the bedroom.
Sometimes your body begins to feel tense. Sometimes your brain isn't making much sense.
The girl in the yellow jacket grits her teeth.
This sometime can make you feel really mad.
She clenches her fists. A woman puts a hand on her shoulder.
This sometime can make you feel awfully sad. This sometime is called anger, and it's okay to feel, but everyone needs to know how you can deal. This sometime can make you do things that aren't right. It may make you throw things. It may make you fight.
The girl in the yellow jacket sits at a table and writes. Crumpled papers fill a wastebasket and are tossed on the floor.
But before this sometime makes you lose control.
With her eyes squeezed shut, she raises her fists in the air.
Here are a couple of tricks that you need to know. When you feel that your jawbone is tightened and clenched, and your palms are sweaty, your face is all drenched, then you know you are angry. You want to strike back.
She thinks of a girl in a thought bubble and imagines a ball hitting the girl in the head.
You want to get even. You're on the attack. This is the time for you to stop and just breathe. Pull yourself back. And now be at ease.
The girl in the yellow jacket closes her eyes and lets out a breath of air.
Take a moment to let yourself become calm. Stop yourself before you do something wrong.
In a thought bubble, the red-haired boy thinks of another boy with his fists raised toward him.
This sometime, you won't be mean or hit back. This sometime, you're ready to learn to relax. This sometime can seem to happen a lot. That is why you need to find a special spot. This very special spot. It can be anywhere.
Lying on a bed with a pink cover, a girl hugs a teddy bear and smiles. Then she lounges in a chair.
In your bedroom, at home, or your favorite chair. It might be in a cozy corner or under a tree.
A girl sits in a grassy spot under a tree with full green branches.
This special spot will help you set the anger free. This special spot is called chilling out. You'll think to yourself, you won't need to shout. When in your spot, take a deep breath. Count to 10.
A girl in a blue dress stands in a grassy spot near a tall leafy tree and smiles.
You will soon find that the anger will end. Because it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be mad. It is not okay to do things that make others feel sad.
On a sidewalk, a boy runs past a girl and grabs her stuffed teddy bear. He laughs while she cries.
Sometimes it happens. You're angry again. But no need to worry, because now you are trained. Just let anger come, then simply chill out.
The girl in the blue dress recalls standing in the grassy spot near the tall leafy tree and smiles.
Go inside your thoughts to that special spot. Your body will seem calmer, and you won't have to worry. You will be back to yourself in a hurry.
A boy and girl hold hands and smile. She holds a teddy bear and he holds a small airplane.
You now have the tools to help yourself out. You know what to do without even one doubt. Next time you're angry, put a smile on your face. All you need to do is find that special place. Sometimes it happens.
This has been Sometimes It Happens, You Get Angry. Written by Annette Blake. Narrated by Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.